the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
My name is Debs Dixon and I am from Manx Mencap.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
So the charity was formed in 1968 and it was a local mum who had a child with learning disabilities and she realised there was no help or support for her and her family.
Tell us about your team.
Okay, we're a small team, very happy, dedicated little team. We have a fundraiser, which is me. We have a director of services who also does our activities coordination. And we have an ex-social worker who is doing health advocacy coordination. And we have a admin person, and we all work part-time currently.
Who is the charity for?
The charity is for anyone who has learning disabilities, children, adults, their carers, their parents and guardians.
Which other organisations do you work with?
Well, we've got a long list of those. We work with the Villa Gaiety, who are amazing in terms of giving us discounted tickets for our service users. We work with the Isle of Man Arts Council, Sailing for the Disabled, Pause for Therapy, Tiny Hooves, Uncle Fester, he runs lots of activities for us, Parasize, Manx, Carriage Driving for the Disabled, and external to that we also work with health and social care.
What are your main goals?
So our goals are to make sure that people who are in this community have their basic needs met. So that's housing, health, all the things that we take for granted, and crucially improving their health outcomes. So a recent review commissioned by NHS England has found that people with learning disabilities and autism in England are dying 20 years plus younger than the rest of the population. In 2023, it found that 39% of deaths of people with learning disabilities and autism were classed as avoidable, almost twice as high as the national average. There are several contributing factors to this shocking statistic, and medically, heart disease is a big killer. More importantly, social isolation is massively impactful on this community. So our activities and programmes are designed to address some of those issues.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
Yeah, it's a very exciting time because the charity is just starting to grow. And we are now looking at raising our profile. So we're not just on Facebook anymore, we're now on Instagram and LinkedIn. So we realise it's a packed space here on the island for money. But what we want to try and do is make sure that the stuff we do is impactful and really makes a difference to the outcomes for our people. We also want to build some partnerships and sponsorships with local corporate and private entities so that we can be sustainable. We also want to explore things like having a one-off signature event, as well as regular giving donations, which we don't have at the minute. And on another point, we also want to challenge the services and culture of what it's like to be someone in this community. Another key thing we're looking at is promoting the development of supported living model. So for those able to live independently while receiving the assistance they need, we want this model to promote personal choice and autonomy, enabling individuals to make decisions about their daily lives while ensuring they have access to the necessary support and not simply a cost-cutting exercise.
How is the charity funded?
We are funded by the general public, who are very kind to us, organisations across the island and charitable foundations. The Manx Lottery have also been very good in supporting the activities that we run through Uncle Fester, who does dance and art and crafts and gets this community together and gets them moving and having fun. We don't receive any government funding at all.
How can people support you?
So we have a Just Giving page, which is www.justgiving.com/Manx Mencap. And this can also be found on our website at manxmencap.im. Volunteers are always helpful for us as well when we're running community events. And recently we had two wonderful people run the London Marathon for us, Hannah Duke and P. Corkill. And we've now got two places for 2027. So if anyone is interested in raising money for us and a place in the marathon, which is difficult to get, I believe, then please contact us direct. And Monday the 15th of June is Disabilities Awareness Week. So Learning Disabilities Awareness Week kicks off and we're going to run an event which is basically based in the Roundhouse in Braddon. And we're going to do laps, just fun laps, walking around with our local community with learning disabilities, and also the public are welcome to come along. There'll be some refreshments and some snacks and some fun things that will be taking place when we do that there.
Where can people find out more?
Okay, so already mentioned our Just Giving page, Facebook, which is Manx Mencap. And you can message us on that because that's a very active place for us at the minute. Instagram is manx.mencap and LinkedIn is Manx Mencap. And our email is info@manxmencap.in.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.